Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President-elect Joe Biden is setting out an agenda for his first 100 days in office. He says that he will ask all Americans to wear masks for that time period. He's pledging to see that 100 million Americans will be vaccinated against COVID-19, and Biden plans to make reopening schools a priority. Biden has selected Ohio Congresswoman Marcia Fudge to lead the Department of Housing and Urban Development. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, if confirmed, Fudge would take over the $50 million agency at a difficult time.
Fudge is likely to be called on early in the administration to help millions of Americans struggling to pay rent and mortgage payments due to the pandemic. Biden also plans to nominate former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack for Agricultural Secretary, a job that he held before in the Obama administration. The two departments have a key role in supporting American households. HUD is responsible for affordable housing, while USDA oversees food assistance programs, as well as traditional farm support programs. Fudge is the fourth African-American person Biden has tapped for his cabinet, and she is the sixth woman. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
The Trump administration is offering congressional Democrats a more than $900 billion coronavirus relief deal. Both parties are bracing to reach agreement before they leave for a holiday break. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports this proposal addresses two of the biggest sticking points in current negotiations.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the latest proposal includes another round of federal aid for state and local governments, a top priority for Democrats. He says it also includes the liability protections for businesses, schools, and universities that Republicans have long pushed for in a deal. Congressional Democrats say the administration's proposal should not be allowed to obstruct current bipartisan negotiations.
NPR's Windsor Johnston reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected another attempt by President Trump's allies to block the certification of Joe Biden's victory in Pennsylvania. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports a group of Pennsylvania Republicans had contended 2.5 million mail-in ballots should be thrown out.
The justices acted quickly to toss out the emergency appeal, issuing a one-sentence order just after the final brief in the case was filed. Indeed, the court speeded up the briefing schedule so that it could act by Tuesday's safe harbor deadline for certifying election results under federal law. That, however, didn't stop Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton from filing another emergency appeal. He's challenging the election results not in Texas, but in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Georgia. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. The Wisconsin National Guard reports that one of its F-16 fighter jets has crashed on a training mission. The fighter jet out of a base near Madison, Wisconsin, crashed last evening in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. One pilot was aboard. His condition is not known. One of the country's top cybersecurity firms, FireEye, says it has been hacked. The company believes this was a state-sponsored attack. As NPR's Greg Myrie reports, some of the company's most valuable cyber tools were stolen.
When a company or the U.S. government gets hacked, FireEye often gets called to come and investigate. But the cybersecurity firm says it's now been victimized by, quote, a nation with top-tier offensive capabilities. FireEye, which is based in California, didn't say which country, but media reports cited Russia as the likely suspect. The company says the attacker stole important cyber tools that FireEye uses in security tests for its own customers. In addition, the cyber thieves were mostly interested in the governments that FireEye works with. The company has asked the FBI to help determine who was responsible. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
New Zealand has marked the first anniversary of a deadly volcanic eruption. 22 people died when the volcano on White Island erupted. Most were tourists from a nearby cruise ship. The New Zealand government has filed charges against 13 groups and people in the tragedy. Critics have asked why tourists were permitted to walk on the island. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.